علم صدق صفا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 24th of November, 2022. Today our topic is on Aqiqah. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, حفظه الله مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وزايد كان جزاك الله خيرا
مفتي صاحب the first question is what is the literal and شرعي meaning of أقيقة
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know when Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, which are the worst crimes, Akbarul Kabair, So you have Saghira, the minor sins, then you have Kabira, the major sins, then you have Akbarul Kabair, the most heinous of crimes. So there you will find this word, wa uququl walidain. Uquq, aqiq, aqqa. So all come from the same root letters. So you going and cutting ties and severing ties with your parents, being rebellious with your parents and so forth and so on. So aqiqa literally will mean to qat'a, to cut. So yeah, it will mean qat'u sha'ar, that you are cutting the hair of the baby and so forth. And that will be all the literal meaning in the lexicon and dictionary. And technically, the meaning will be that on the seventh day, Yom Asabi', then you slaughter the Zazabul Hayawan, and you slaughter the animal, Anil Mawlud, for the child, remember. And then in Islam, for the boy, it will be two goats or two sheep. Or for the girl, it will be one goat or one sheep. And we'll explain all the details, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, what must the husband and the wife recite before birth and after birth?
First and foremost, we must start there, that the couple got married. For example, now our Suleiman got married. Sure. So now he is looking for a wife. And before we even start with that, let me make three announcements quickly. Remember that today, Thursday, is the 29th of Rabi'ul Akhir. So we all should be scanning the sky tonight, inshallah, after Maghrib. And it is 18-hour moon, approximately, depending where you are. And inshallah, if the crescent, the moon, is sighted, that will usher in the month of Jumad al-Ula. Remember how to pronounce it. Many a time people pronounce it incorrectly. Sometimes ulama, sometimes students, the public. It is Jumada with the Dhamma Pesh on the Jim. Jumadal Ula. So if the crescent is sighted, that will usher in the month of Jumadal Ula. And you read Allahu Akbar Hilalu Khairin Warushdin. And if it's not sighted, it seems very, very 50-50 as it is. So in a case like that, tomorrow, Friday, will be the 30th, and then tomorrow night after Maghrib and Saturday will be the first of Jumad al-Ula. That's one point. Second point, remember the world, South Africa, they've gone crazy and insane. They're saying Black Friday, Black Friday. So if you need something and you buy something from the supermarket, from some shop and so forth, till then there's no problem. But don't get involved in debts and interest and so forth. And but to promote it, advocate it, say that, you know, Black Friday sale and Black Friday special, all that haram and not permissible. For us, every Friday is a Nurani Friday, a Friday filled with radiance and effulgence. And third one, you know, that in Bloemfontein, the appeals court, that we're still waiting for the verdict. So remember that sometimes it takes hours, you know. So Allah knows best, but minimum we all should make dua as Muslims that the verdict goes in our favor. Then inshallah we will have, you understood, all the good news inshallah. Okay, they're saying alhamdulillah that we received something. We are elated to inform to the Muslims of South Africa with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah and the du'as of one and all. Allah has granted victory to the Muslims in the Adhan case that was brought against the Madrasa at Ichpingo Beach and finally determined by the Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein. So mashallah, victory is for the Muslims. We say Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So we should read 2 rakat salat, surah to shukr, and thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that there will be no problem now. So the enemies of Islam will always try, remember, with their tricks and so forth, but Allah Jalla Wala gave us victory. So thank Allah. Don't say this lawyer and this attorney, that's all secondary. Say Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. Victory came from Almighty Allah and victory is very, very near. So we will say the same thing for Palestine inshallah and for all our other countries. So there we got the good news, Bushra al-Ajila, that the victory for the Muslims and the verdict came in favor of the Muslims there in the appeal court from the Supreme, from the appeal division there of the Supreme Court. So we are now coming back to our topic. Now the Muslim couple just got married. So immediately now we just hear Suleiman and his wife, right? His wife, what we'll say, name Maryam, finish, simple. So that in where that way there, that they, now after the nikah, so what dua? You see, in the days of Jahiliyyah, they used to read the dua. Bil-Rafa'i wal-Baneen. They used to make dua for sons only. They never made dua for daughters. So that was Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days. Islam came, demolished it and abolished it and said, no, you must say, Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma bil-khayr. Hadith in Abu Dawood and the Sahih, authentic hadith. Allah give you barakah, blessings from all sides and directions. And Almighty Allah, Jalla, keep the two of you in khair and goodness, all times, all places, all circumstances. Now, obviously, every couple, Muslim couple, will be desirous of having children. So what must you do? So there are so many du'as, but we'll read the du'as from the Quran Sharif. And who's reading these du'as? Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. And when are they reading it? When they're in the old age, 80, 90, 100 years old. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So remember chapter 37 verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. And second translation, grant me normal offspring and progeny and children. Meaning there must not be any physical challenges and abnormalities and so forth. Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. He's crying to Almighty Allah. Chapter 37, verse 100, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam's dua. Chapter 21, verse 89, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam's dua. In his old age, Rabbi la tazarni farda. Oh Allah, don't leave me alone. Wa anta khairul warithin. And you are the best of heirs, Ya Allah, the one who grants the best of heirs. So you give the heir. He even showed us, remember, the manner, method of making dua. We said Suleiman Mota is getting married to Maryam Babi. Babi is now our mother, sister-in-law. So we say, for respect, Babi. So see in beginning of Surah Maryam, beginning of chapter 19, how he, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Zacharias, is begging, petitioning, asking Almighty Allah, Inni wahanal azmu minni, my bones are gone brittle and weak, Ya Allah. Washta'al ra'su shayba, Ya Allah, my hair is gone whitish greyish. In his dua, he's speaking to Allah to show that when we make dua, we must pour our heart out. And he's not asking for wealth. He's not asking for an heir, for the money. No. The mission of the messenger must carry on. Allah Jalla Wala blessed him, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, and his wife Alisha. With who? Yahya, John the Baptist. I give you the English as well, because sometimes there are non-Muslims also listening. So husband Zakariya, Zakariya alayhi salam, Alisha the wife, and son born is who? Yahya alayhi salam, and he is John the Baptist in their terminology. He, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, in his old age makes dua. First child to be born, his mother, remember, is who? Nabi Hajar, Hajar, Hajara, radiallahu anha, and Nabi Ismail alayhi salam is born. Thereafter, Sarah, radiallahu anha, she's the first wife, but she gave birth afterwards. She gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. All this enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. So these are the du'as. And the third du'a that everybody knows now, I think, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Ya Allah, grant us our spouses and progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Somebody asked Abdullah ibn Umar, what this means, qurrata ayun? He say, kulluhum fi ta'atillah. You look at the father, the husband, he's busy with something, for example, salat. Or he's working in a halal place. The mother, she's busy with her salat, she's busy with the cooking, the house chores, and so forth. You look at the children, one is reading namaz, one is reading Quran Sharif, one is making dua, and like that. So, kulluhum fi ta'atillah. So, that is what we should understand here. So, then we go, that now she's pregnant, she conceived, mashallah. Now the biggest fear the lady has, she mustn't have a miscarriage, right? After 2 months, 5 months, 6 months, like that. Because it's a difficult time for the lady. I mean, she knows what she's going through. So those of you who are fearing, and it's all of you can read, Surah 13. You know Surah Yusuf is Surah 12. The next Surah, Surah Ra'ad, and that is the thunder. So Surah Ra'ad verse 8. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi miqdar. Only Almighty Allah knows what the woman is carrying, whether one baby, twins, triplets, quadruplets, whatever. Only Almighty Allah knows. All the expansion, contraction taking place in the womb of the mother. So who knows? Any gynecologist, if you ask him how many hair on the baby, show us on that screen of yours 3G and 4G and 5G and all that. So they can't show you. Precisely exact. They just take chances. So remember, then you can speak about the size of the finger, the size of the toe, and the color of the eyes, and the complexion of the baby. 101 things you can ask. Only Almighty Allah knows. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ. Everything will happen on the appointed time. Read this verse, chapter 13, verse number 8, abundantly, profusely. Inshallah, you will not experience a miscarriage. Now you come into 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, the minimum period of gestation, the minimum period of pregnancy in Islam, ijma and this consensus is 6 months. So after 6 months, you can give birth, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. So when you are in that situation, you're in your 7th, 8th, 9th month, so you know you're worried also, so everything must go smooth. So read chapter 21, verse 30, Surah Anbiya, the prophets and messengers. أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. So remember, don't you see, O non-Muslims, Allah created the heavens and the earth, and they were stuck together. كَانَتَا رَتْقًا. So heavens and earth stuck together. فَفَتَّقَدَاهُمَا. And we separated it so easily. Allah Ta'ala, everything is easy for him. There's nothing like impossible for him. It is his Qudrat Kamila. He is fa'alul lima yurid. He does as he pleases. So Ya Allah, make my labor pains also easy for me. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْءِ النَّخْلَةِ. Remember, she, Sayyidah Maryam, radiallahu anha, no one, एक जंगल में जहां पर मंगल हो, जंगल को मंगल बना दिया. सो एनीवे यू मस्ट रिमेम्बर अल्लाह मेड डिवाइन यू नो प्रेपरेशंस फॉर हर, डिवाइन अरेंजमेंट्स फॉर हर, द फूड, द डेट्स, द वाटर, ऑल. सो यू गो देयर बाय द ट्री एंड यूज द ट्री एज अ सपोर्ट एंड यू गो देयर इन योर महाज ड्यूरिंग योर लेबर पेन. And then you will give birth, and then you eat the dates, you have the water. So it shows, Quran is showing you that the most effective thing to have just after giving birth and so forth is you have dates and water. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا. See, everything is in the Quran Sharif. So remember this, and then mashallah, you continue making dua. Now the baby is born. So now yesterday, day before yesterday, so two questions quickly I'll give you. You see, so you must listen nicely. So the one mother wrote me a SMS or something or a WhatsApp. She say, my one child daughter is 2 years old. She's crying, crying the whole time. And she got another daughter, 4 or 5 years old. So she asked the young one, why are you crying so much? He said, no, my sister called me Jutla. My sister called me Jutla. They listened to the program. So now they know we use the term Jutla. So now they know Jutla could be a bad meaning like the Jew. So the one daughter who's a little bit elderly, 4 or 5, she's calling the younger one, hey, you're a Jutla, you see. So it's not permissible. You must teach your children. They must learn to respect one another. Then the other lady sent a question. She said, we heard that Fajr time you must open all the windows and all the doors. So is it compulsory? I said, Khala, you open the doors and windows of Fajr time in South Africa, all the crooks will come inside. You understood? So there's no must about it. You must use your common sense also. So anyway, that was just lighthearted. So the point I'm making here is this. Now the baby is born. But now, remember, your whole life is turned upside down. You can't sleep because the baby is crying. Then there's feeding time, breastfeeding. Then the husband also got his moods because now he has to wait. You must remember, minimum 40 days nifas. So that is, the maximum amount is 40 days according to Hanafis and Hanbalis. And according to Shafis and Malikis, maximum nifas postnatal is 60 days. So remember, so all this makes him also go a little bit tipsy, you know. So many things going on. So you as parents, is not only the mother must read, the father also must read. Surah 46, verse number 15:15. If you don't understand all this chapter and surah business, and go to the beginning of 26 supara, Surah Ahqaf Hamim, and in the same surah, you just look for verse 15. The verse is a little bit long. So look in the middle, you will find, وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my progeny and children. Read Surah 14, verse 40. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 40. رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. O Allah, make me from those people who read Salat, and we make others also read and perform Salat. وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, and our progeny also, Ya Allah, they must read Salat, and they must make others read and perform Salat. Imagine, from that day already you're learning and teaching. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Oh, beloved Allah, accept the dua. Chapter 14, verse number 40. And then another dua you always must learn, because today husband, wife, they both get very, very hot and passionate and so forth. The last thing on their mind is dua. So remember, whether you're newly wedded or you're middle, 10 years married, 15 years, or you're old-timer like us, 30, 40, 50 years you married, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So you must learn the dua in Bukhari Sharif. It's not just bang, bang, thank you, ma'am, business. You understand? That have 8-course meal and 9-course meal and the last course is intercourse. No. In Islam, you must remember is what? Bismillahi jannibna shaitan. In the name of Allah, protect us from the shaitan, Ya Allah, husband and wife. See, everything that's permissible, Bismillah. Bismillah yajannibna shaitan. Wa jannibi shaitana ma razaqtana. Ya Allah, protect our awlad, our progeny, our children from the Satan and Lucifer and his agents, from what you are going to bless us. So you take all this together, and every Muslim couple should learn all this. But they learn all the shaitan's names. Who's got the goal in the World Cup? Who's got own goal? This, all that they will know. The things they're supposed to learn, that they won't learn. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Mufti Sahib, what is the concept of tahniq?
Remember that before we come to tahniq, and that now the baby is born. So remember what are the sunnah actions you must do on Yawm al-Milad. We say Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa, Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place on a Monday. We can give you exact time, exact place, everything. 4:35 a.m., 20th April, the year 571. And remember in Makkah Mukarramah. So like that, when your wife gives birth, you must write everything down. You must remember that. Imam Bukhari, born on Friday, Jummah, like that. So you must remember that each one of us should know. We don't even know when we were born. You ask 90% of the Muslims here. Suleiman, if I ask you when you were born, what time, what day, what Islamic date, so what you will say? You'll know. So you must remember, so you won't know. So you must remember this. So half the ummah, half 90% of the ummah don't know these things here. That you must know this. Remember, Islamically is what we call akhlaqan, is an ethical issue, moral issue. So you should know these things here. And then you see, like I was born in Ramadan, 21st Ramadan, like that. So there's a Saturday, like that. So the point you must remember I'm making here is this. Now the baby is born. So what do you do first? Adhan. Al-adhan fi udhunil mawlud. Adhan in the right ear is sunnah. So first thing he must hear, she must hear, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But when you give adhan fi udhunil mawlud, you don't insert your fingers in your ears, because to insert the fingers in the ears is liraf'i sawt, to raise the voice. Yeah, you're not going to raise your voice. As you raise your voice, you will blow the whole brain box out of the child. So remember these things here, that you give adhan, but softly, not so loudly. So that, and therefore, like today, you know, all this pandemic and scamdemic and plendemic. So we used to pass the fatwa, if the husband can't come and see, also some hospitals, they're very strict. We told the mother, you give the adhan. So that also is permissible as a last resort. And then in the left ear, you give the iqama. So adhan and then iqama. Then tahniq. Tahniq, what it means? Hannaka, hanaka. If you take your finger and put on top of your mouth, you know, inside you insert your mouth and put. So that is called your palate. So that is hanaka. So you take the dates, you chew it and so forth, and then you insert it there. It goes to the palate, P-A-L-L-A-T, of the baby. So let the dates go. Now what we learn? We learn when Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah was born in Medina Munawwara. It was the last 2 years of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's khilafat and so forth. So they brought him, Hassan Basri, when he was 14 years old. Then he and their brother, parents, they migrated from Medina Munawwara to Iraq and Basra and all. And he passed away there also. Nevertheless, the point we want to make here is this, that what happened then, Sayyidina Umar, they brought the baby, he chewed the dates, everything, inserted in the baby's mouth. And then what he did? So remember, he read the dua. And remember the dua you will find in various compilations. So remember that he said, Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of deen of Islam. Wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved to the people. Subhanallah. So beloved, when I was in Iraq in 2000, so I like books, you know, Khairu Jalisi Kutubi. My best friend are my books. They never harm you. They always benefit you. So I saw a booklet, Kutayb, there outside. Al-Hasan al-Basri, Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, Al-Wa'iz al-Bakka. So in half an hour you can read the whole book. It's like that. So half an hour, 40 minutes, less than an hour, the whole book you will read. So imagine that there also all the stories of his are written and so forth. Ajib, ajib stories. Remember that. That how people would sit in his majlis and they would reform and thousands of people. So that is the book's name. So the Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri Al-Wa'iz Al-Bakka. He would cry, he would make the people also cry. So that, then you must also remember that is now about this tahnik business. So now today people, they'll go to the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, who they think is pious there. It's okay, it's permissible, but you can do it yourself also. There's no problem with that. Now see, another great incident. Every Muslim should know. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. أول مولود بالمدينة أي للمهاجرين. The first baby to be born in Medina Munawwara after the Hijrah for the Muhajirin migrants was who? Zubair bin Awam, his Ashara Mubashara. His wife Asma binti Abi Bakr, Sayyida Aisha's sister, daughter of Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. So she gave birth to who? Abdullah. So they name him Abdullah the first day. So you can name the baby same time also, although Sunnat is seventh day. And then they took him, Abdullah the baby, to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first thing to enter Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu's mouth was what? The saliva Mubarak of the Master Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah. He opened his mouth and placed the, and you know, put the saliva inside the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubair. So if you are like really pious and so, you can do that also. But now today, ours might make the child sick also, you know, because we sick ourselves also. So rather just do that, this thing, the tahnik like that. Then all the other things were done, the dates and so forth and so on. But this is to show you how important. So this is Yom al-Milad, the day the baby is born. So then the women, they'll tell you now, but when we gave birth and so forth and so on, so then must we give a bath to the baby, do everything first, and then the person will give the adhan and the iqama and so forth and so on. So that is what we should remember. It's sunnah, all these actions.
Alhamdulillah, we've reached the halfway point. We will continue after the break.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, we return back to this program on Aqiqah. Mufti Sahab, what do we do on the seventh day?
Remember, first and foremost, how do we calculate the seventh day? What's the day today? Yomul Khamis, Thursday, Jumerat. So today, your wife gave birth, for example, Maulana Zahid Khan, right? So when she gives birth, or any lady gives birth, remember that before Maghrib, anytime, morning, afternoon, evening, before Maghrib, so it's considered Thursday. So Yom al-Sabi' will be next Wednesday. Baby was born Sunday, then Saturday is the, remember, the seventh day. But let's say she gave birth tonight. So tonight is what? Laylatul Jumu'ah already, the night of Friday. So which will be the seventh day, Maulana?
Next week, Friday. Thursday.
Yeah. Thursday. See, next week, Thursday. But not mixed up. So remember that next week, Thursday, will be the Yom al-Sabi. You got it now. So you must remember, because people make all confusion everywhere. They get confused and blow other people's fuses also. So these are things you must remember. So now, you don't need any sequence. You can do it in any sequence. So for boy, baby boy, two goats or two sheep. Baby girl, one goat or one sheep, right? So you go, you must slaughter it, all these things here. So you can tell the butcher, you know the people there, that they must slaughter, it's fine. So Muslim, obviously, must slaughter him. Then you name the baby. So who got the right to name the baby? You see? So there's a wonderful, wonderful book. This morning also I was looking at it. Shaykhul Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, student, Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, is his work, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah's work. Tuhfatul Mawdud, bi Ahkamil Mawlud. Tuhfa, gift. Mawdood, the beautiful gift, the loving gift, you see. For who? Regarding bi ahkamil mawlood, regarding the rules, regulation, laws and so forth, pertaining, related to the baby that's born. You see, tuhfatul mawdood, mawdood bi ahkamil mawlood. So there also you will find is written that it is the father's right, the husband's right, that he must give the name. But I say, and some ulama have written, but the mother did most of the effort. She carried the baby. She went through labor pain. She is going to breastfeed and so forth. So in life, you also must use your common sense, you know. So you got the right. But forfeit your right and tell her, oh poppy, oh darling, oh sweetheart, oh honey, you choose the name. And sometimes this ikhtilaf and difference, husband say Rashid and wife say Ahmed. So just join both names. What you want to make argument? Say Rashid Ahmed, finish. You understand? Sometimes you say husband, you the father Muhammad. And he say Shu'aib or Sali or Ismail or Zakaria or Yahya or Ayyub or Isa. So finish, just merge both names, no problem with that, you see. So Muhammad, Zakaria, Yahya, Isa, Ilyas, whatever you want. So in that way there, remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it easy for us. Now names. Today people see the name of the actor, actress, the cricket stars, soccer stars, film stars, all the shaitans like that. So Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, innakum tud'una yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum. You tomorrow on day of justice you'll be called by your name and your biological father's name. Hence what must you do? Fa ahsinu asma'akum. Hence choose good names. See? So we are meticulous. The only thing you will take of this world with yourself, O Mona Zahid Khan Damul Barakatum into Jannah, is your name Zahid. You see. So, your father's name?
Jamil.
So you will be called Zahid bin Jamil, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, like that, you see. So Suleiman bin Esop. Esop is our little bit mixed up name. So actually it's supposed to be Yusuf, but our people, they mix it up. Like the Mamans, they say Juzbi, you understand? There's no word like Juzbi, it's just corrupted form of Yusuf. So same thing with Esop, it's actually Yusuf, you see. So remember that, so Suleiman bin Yusuf, like that. So the point we're making, we must choose good names. But the name Isam becomes Musamma. So if you keep Salih, inshallah, the piety will come to that. You keep, for example, for the lady, that Qanita, so she will become obedient. Maryam, Abida, she'll become a worshipper of Almighty Allah. See, so the names are very important. So I asked my beloved parents, why I am Abdul Qadir? Say, no, Kabarai, you know that Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sheikh Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. So therefore, we must keep one Abdul Qadir, you see. So, see, I want to show you something regarding names. This error I find in the ulama and in the people who studied also. See, I give you both ways. So Suleiman got married, right? His wife's name is Maryam. So now they're discussing, boy got born or girl got born. So they agreed on Faiz. So Faiz comes from Fawz. So it's very good. Fawz, Fawziya, like that, successful. But if you say Faiz, it means successful. If you say Faiza, it's successful. But if you just change it slightly, you bring it on the scale of fa'il, so then it will mean fa'iz, fa'iza, always successful. You see? So isn't that more of it? Abdul Qadir is very good to keep Abd, the slave, and then you use the attributes of Allah. You understood? But Abdul Qadir, the one, the slave of Allah, Allah does everything and but Qadir will have more emphasis. Allah does everything anyway, anytime He wants to. You see? So that is what, so when we choose names, make mashura, discuss with people. And it's not necessary it must be an Arabic name. We will say Arabic name is better. But if you choose, our people keep the name Shabnam, our people keep the name, you must remember Urdu names and so forth, Farsi names, Persian names. So it's permissible, provided the meaning is good. See? So all that also, right. So what we did now, so now the 7th day, the adhan is done, the iqama is done, the tahnik is done, the day the baby is born. 7th day came, so now we made the goats and sheep we slaughtered, and 2 or 1, depending that is aqiqah, and now we named the baby, then, and any sequence, and now we shave the hair of the baby. So when you shave, boy or girl, right, you must shave all the halq, you must remove all. So like just now in the afternoon, after Zohar, lunch, 1-2 hours, then me I'll go today, that shave the hair, you see. So remember, so that is for boy and girl is sunnah. Now write down the sunnah after that. وَالنَّاسُ أَنَا غَافِلُونَ وَالْعُلَمَاءَ أَنَا غَافِلُونَ also. So 90%, 70% ulama also forget about this. So after, I hope you did it, Mawlana Zaid Khan, أَطَالَ اللَّهُ لِحْيَتَهُ. So you must remember this, that after the baby is born, and then 7 days you shave the hair, and after shaving the hair, then remember what you must do. Take, you must, za'afran, saffron, hadith in Abu Dawood. You mix it with water and so forth, and then you apply it on the head of the baby. In the ayyamul jahiliyyah, they should take the blood of the animal and they should smear it on the head of the baby. Islam cancelled that, abrogated that, and demolished that. We don't want this pagan custom. We give you something better. So za'afran, saffron, and you can take a little bit of water, mix it, and then you rub it on the head of the baby, boy or girl. That's a sunnah. Remember that. You knew that. So it mentioned in Abu Dawood. So very good. 2 other things Allah put now in my mind. So remember that you, my sister, you gave birth in a clinic hospital. You just leave the placenta there. It's haram that. The placenta, they go and incinerate it, burn it. It's haram. You must take it and insist, I will only give birth here if you give me the placenta. And then you bring the placenta and by your graveyard, cemetery or your garden or whatever, you bury it there. So that's compulsory. Then 2, the baby's hair also. Not you just shave the hair and just leave the hair here and there. You take it, go bury it or put it in the river, in the dam and that. You know, today there's too much jealousy. See, Quran says, مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْأُقَدْ. The Jutlas, the Jews got the hair hold of the hair Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's how the jadu was done. So remember that. That was how the sihar, the witchcraft was done. So especially with our babies, and this is haram, absolutely haram. So you all know better than me. You, Mazaid, you can use the right words. Our people take their daughter, their son, they're just born, they put nice, nice clothes, they will take the phone and take photos and put on what? Status. Put on what? Profile. Put on what? Oh, all haram. All. You're inviting trouble. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna la'ayna haqqun. That remember, the ayn, the evil eye, is the truth. People will make mashallah, mashallah, but they are stabbing you in your back, you must remember. The evil eye, the jealousy they have, why he got so beautiful hair, why he got blue, green, green eyes, why he so fair in complexion. So, see, so all these things here. So therefore, read on your flowers. You, the mother, read also. Although you are in nifas, you read Ayatul Kursi, the Quls, with intention of dua and supplication, is permissible, no problem with that. Another issue also we must remember regarding this is something very nice. The Hanbalis and the Shafi'is, they say this. You won't find this in the Hanafi kitabs. 1 minute. I had to drink water. Now it's very hot here, you know. So I have to drink, I'm getting old now.
Mufti Sahib, so, we did use the Zafran for the last birth because my mother-in-law assisted and she's the student of Mufti Sahib. So.
MashaAllah, excellent. So you must remember, for first 3 you didn't use it means?
We did.
All right, excellent. So very good. So inshallah that all the sunnats are done. So the, when I mentioned it first time, ulama started objecting. I said, go see in Abu Dawood. So then they kept quiet. So you must remember that these are things that, see another masla and see the wisdom. When you go and you slaughtered the goat and the sheep or whatever, right? So now don't go make small pieces of that akika meat. You must make, you remember, big chunks you must leave. You see, adamu kasri luhumil akika. They don't go cut it and make small pieces. Especially this you will find in the Shafi'i fiqh and Hanbali fiqh. Hanafi didn't mention this. So now we go ask Imam Shafi'i and issued an Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, but why you write this? They say, see, this is tafa'ul, a good omen. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, never show us the day when our son, our daughter, our beloved child is involved in an accident, the hand is there, the leg is there, and the pot. The head is somewhere else. You know, today, in car accidents or shooting and whatever, the bodies get blown up to pieces, remember. So this is not sunnah, it's min al-adab, it's from the mustahabbat and so forth. So then it's good to practice on it. You see, great reasoning they gave. Then with that, there's another issue also we must discuss, that can you take the aqiqah meat and give to non-Muslims? So the same laws that govern udhiya, qurbani, by Eid al-Adha time, so the same law will govern this year as well. Remember, aqiqah. The animal must be either a camel or either a cow or a goat or a sheep. The same conditions will be applicable. And can you give qurbani meat to non-Muslims and aqiqah meat to non-Muslims? Yes, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Can you give qurbani meat, aqiqah meat to non-Muslims? No. According to Shafi, Zambali, Zidam, not permissible. So the recipient of that qurbani meat, aqiqah meat, must be Muslim. Whether he's rich or poor, that doesn't matter, but be Muslim, you see. So better you give Muslim. And you same thing, is better you make three shares. One you keep for yourself, one you keep your family and friends, and one you give the poor people. But the poor people, Hanafis made tawassu. They said that Muslim or non-Muslim. And according to Shafi, Zambali, the majority of them, they said no. Must be, remember, Muslim only. So these are all important issues we should remember.
Mufti Saab, is there such a thing where we have to cook and feed the people?
Remember another issue, because time is going, is that, and I don't think we discussed it, ma hukmul aqiqah, what is the ruling regarding aqiqah itself? So remember, according to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the fatwas of all will be the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Shafis, Hanbalis, is Sunnah. So you do it, very good. But you are very poor, you can't do it. So make that intention. When I have the means, I will do it one day as well, you see. So that is where it is. It's not wajib. Yes, the Zahiris, they say, is wajib. Imam Dawood Zahir, but we don't practice on that. So it's sunnah. So we should know that as well. Now the point comes, three other maslas. That the baby was born, he lived for one day, he lived for 3 days, 4 days, and passed away. Is the aqiqah then, after the baby passed away? No aqiqah. You see? La aqiqata lil amwat. For dead people, there isn't. For the deceased, there isn't. One. Then a person, he's 20, 30 years old, he embraces Islam. Like you see on air. So now that person, he embraces Islam. But he's 15, 20, 30 years old. So is there aqiqah for them or not? There's no aqiqah for them according to the Shafis and them. Why? Because you can't have aqiqah ba'd al-bulugh. After you are baligh, there's no aqiqah. That is according to Shafi and them. Hanafi say anytime you're alive, you can have aqiqah. So remember, and our people don't know how to spell aqiqah. I see when they send me emails, WhatsApp message, they spell it H-A. You understand? Haqiqah. It's not the haqiqah, it's aqiqah with the A, with the Eid. Not with the Ha and a Ha or something. So they say, what's the ruling of haqiqah? It's wrong that. Like nikah also, they make a big mess. Sometimes I see ulama also, they spell upside down. They make nikah with a double K. N-I-K-K-A-H. So it's not nikah, then it's nikah. You understand? It's wrong that. So tomorrow, Mawlana Arafat will have a program. 10 to half past 10, inshallah. So before the Surah Kahf is read, so anybody wants good nikah, you want to send a message, then send it to 084-786-3132 and just put their nikah announcement, then tomorrow they'll announce it, inshallah. So the point I'm making, our spelling also must be right. Now take this last masla. So remember this, that is this, you know, the person can't afford it, or he can afford one goat or one sheep. So we'll tell him, make the one goat and one sheep, and after 6 months, 1 year, or you tell your father-in-law, he can slaughter one, you slaughter one. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein were born, Nabi alayhi salam slaughtered also, and Sayyidina Ali also slaughtered. So it shows that the nana, the nani, and the grandparents, maternal grandparents, paternal, whoever, is joyous occasion for all of them. Now to answer your question, feeding them. So that is what you do. You feed them with the akikah. There's not a special party you must have and you must give this and this. You just feed them that akikah meat. You understand? So that is how it will work, inshallah. And you make dua, Allah Ta'ala keep the children pious on the straight path.
Mufti Sahib, as a last question, some people say that you shouldn't keep the name of Abdullah because people then write the name and the paper has been thrown away with the name of Allah.
Remember that you can keep the name, there's no problem with that, because when we write the name is in English and all, not in Arabic. But at the end of the day, we must show respect to the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So what we do, myself, our practice is this, that when we know Allah Ta'ala's names are written, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name are written, I got one, like, you know, container. And we just put everything inside there. Then either we go bury it or either you burn it. So you must remember that Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu burned the Quran in those days. Because why? They wanted to codify. The script must be according to Quraysh. It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So as a last resort, you can do that. Today to bury always is difficult for people. So you can go as a last resort. You burn it also. So you can do that also. No problem with that. Okay, now we come to the end of the program. Barakah. Don't forget to read 2 rakat salatu shukr after your zuhur salat. Allah Jalla Wala, through His infinite grace and mercy, gave the verdict in our favor. Everyone should be reading 2 rakat salatu shukr. Ameen. And inshallah, we will send out the podcast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab for this informative lesson and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.